Mr. Sherlock Holmes, I must ask you first, how is it that you have the same name as Sherlock Holmes, the great detective from London?
Please, call me Holmes. That's what my friends and family call me. Well, you see, my parents were great fans of the original Conan Doyle stories. They were the kind of parents who would spend hours reading to me. And my father, especially, would spend hours reading the Sherlock Holmes adventures to me, even as a child.
Really?
Yes. And when I was born, they discussed a number of first names. They wanted to give their son a name that was uncommon, but also that represented something special. They didn't take long to decide on Sherlock Holmes, as he was their favorite literary figure. And they knew no one would forget me once they'd heard my name. And boy, were they right.
So how do people in general react when you introduce yourself to them?
Well, I get all kinds of reactions, really. Everything from the usual, "Where's Dr. Watson?" type comments to people just thinking I'm being funny.
I can imagine. And do you mind?
Oh, no, not at all. I'm a pretty easygoing person and I've never minded. No. I think the best reaction was when I was in San Francisco one time. I went into an electronics store to buy a TV. The clerk behind the counter was a young lady about 18 or so. After noticing the name on my credit card, she stared at it for about 10 full seconds. Then she slowly lifted her face to look at me and she said, in all sincerity, "I didn't know you were real. Wait till I tell my friends I saw the real Sherlock Holmes."
No.
Yes. It may sound far-fetched, but it's absolutely true. You could have knocked her over with a feather. The expression on her face was as if she'd seen a ghost. It was very amusing.
Given your name, do you feel that you have any special talent or ability to solve mysteries in everyday life?
Well, I will say that having such a name does mean that people often turn to me if anything unusual happens. For example, if I'm watching TV with a friend or family member and a magician comes on and does some kind of trick, all eyes turn to me to explain how it's done.
Really? How funny.